Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Ali Ann, and today I wanted to share step two, which would be part two of becoming the person God created you to be. So I'll go over and review a little bit of part one from episode 8, and then I'll share with you the next step that you can do. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so in the last episode of, it would be part one of how to become the person God created you to be, I gave you three questions or statements to sort of go over and analyze your life and sort of think about what you want to change. And hopefully you came up with some things that you also like about your life, because I know always dwelling on the negative is not a good thing. So hopefully you can still realize that God has good things going on in your life. There are character qualities that He has formed in you, and it's just a process. So He is, if you are a follower of Christ, God's goal is to conform you to the image of His Son. His goal is to get you to be Christ to the world, to change your heart, to be like His Son. And so, just like in running with our muscles, we have to tear and break them down. And in our life, we have to tear and eliminate things in our life that is not making us better runners in order to become better. So God does that in our life too. So in the last episode, hopefully you came up with some things you wish were different about yourself, or some things you didn't really like that you wish was different or that you could change, or maybe some habit you'd like to add to your life. So I want you to sort of think about that. I know this is going to be, I think, a week later than what I was planning on, and I apologize for that. I wanted to get it out last week. So I want you to sort of maybe think back to some of those things that you came up with. And now I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 12:9. And this is going to be step two of how to become the person God created you to be. So I'm going to try and keep these short so that you can do more action rather than listen to me. So maybe if you're listening while you're doing something, then after you listen, maybe you can focus more on figuring out and analyzing and acting on what you hear. So for step two, I want you to go over 2 Corinthians 12:9 and write it out. Look up definitions of some of the bigger words, because I know a lot of times we think we know what a word means, but there's something about looking up a word presently that, I don't know, it makes the verse seem to stand out more, or at least that's for me personally. So maybe just try it and see if maybe a word wasn't exactly how you thought it was going to be. So 2 Corinthians 12:9, and I want you to think of the character qualities that you do not like about yourself, or maybe the habit that you wish was different or that you could add to your life, or whatever that was that you thought of in episode 8. And just really bring that to God and tell Him all about it. He already knows. And the way to build a relationship with Him, which is the only way you're going to become what He created you to be, the only way to build a relationship with Him is to talk. That's how relationships are built, is talking, interacting, working with each other. So since He already knows those bad things that you don't want in your life, or maybe they're not necessarily bad, but you know that you need to eliminate them from your life, or whatever, to make you more of who in your heart you really believe God wants you to be or wants you to do. So, like for example, one of mine, oh, I don't know, many years ago was rising early. I knew God wanted me to rise early so that I could spend time with Him first thing in the morning. And I mean, I still struggle with this sometimes, but it took me a very long time to incorporate that into my lifestyle. And I remember just praying about it and struggling about it. And still, even this morning, I turned off my alarm and I was laying in bed and I'm like, God, I don't want to get up. I'm like, can you please help me get up? I just, even though I was wide awake and I felt pretty good, it was warm under the covers. I didn't really want to get out of bed. So that was one of the things that I really knew I needed in my life personally, because my days can get kind of busy or I have to be flexible a lot. So if I know that I get devotions done in the morning, then that's going to set me up to do anything else that I need to with the right motives and the right heart, and to be able to do it more for God rather than just checking it off the list just as something that I know I should do rather than what I get to do or whatever. So I just encourage you to take those things to the Lord and tell Him all about it. If you're struggling with it, if you're mad, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you have joys or fears or just all of it, just anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be just around this area, but just anything around what you wish was different, tell Him. And He's more willing to hear than we are to share. And I know we may not believe that, but truth is truth. And it says that He cares for us and that He wants our burdens to be light. He wants us to take on His burden and have it be light. He wants us to rest. He wants us to have peace and love and to feel joy. And He wants us to have the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And you know that's what your heart deeply desires, is those things that He offers. But we seem to think that His ways are harder and living our life is easier simply because there's something in the human mind that feels like we have to do everything the difficult way. And we don't. I mean, God is very capable of taking our burdens and taking care of them for us so that we can go on in life just enjoying it with Him, just walking by His side. So that would be step two, is I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 12:9. We call it our 12:9 challenge in the Back to the Basics course, which will be opening soon for new participants, which I am super excited about. I can't wait to get it out there and allow you guys to fill out an application if you want to see if you're accepted. But yeah, let me go back to the okay, so step two is to go over 2 Corinthians 12:9 and look up the definitions of any of the big words, whether you know them or not, and write out the verse. Really think about it in light of the characteristic or habit that you wish was different about yourself, or whatever it is. And then in step three, I'll give you more of a, I guess, application that you can do in your actual life rather than just something while sitting. So, and don't forget to share with God your cares and concerns around all of that. So, I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. I'm really sorry this is late. And thank you for listening. I hope to get step three out next week. And maybe I'll record that one right after this one. That way I can make sure that it's out for you guys. So I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to episode 9 of Be Still and Run. This was the second step in how to become the person God created you to be, and it is actually our first step in our course Back to the Basics, which, as I said in the podcast, will be opening soon. I am so excited about it. You can check it out at bestillandrun.com. I really hope to be opening it up soon so that people can apply. There's only so many spots, so if you are accepted and there is already too many people in the group, then you will be put on a waiting list if you would like. Otherwise, you will have to re-go through the whole application phase again. So I really hope that'll be open soon. I am so excited about it. I already did it with three girls as a trial run, so they all really liked it, and I'm really excited to get it out there and see what you guys think. It is only for ladies right now. I'm sorry, guys, if that is a complication. But hopefully, you guys are having a wonderful week and you are able to apply step 2 from episode 9. And I'll see you guys next week with hopefully the third step.